tough. It's been hard this year, harder than ever, obviously, because I reacted for the first time in my career, and I'm not one to react or let that affect me, but this time it did. I'm not too sure why. It could be a combination of everything together, the court case that was happening that week as well. But it's tough. It's been hard.
Have you been kind of turning up at games? You almost expecting stick. Is that fair to say?
I expect it 9 times out of 10. I know I'm going to get some sort of abuse, and I know that for a fact. And I go into a game knowing that I'm going to get abused today, and I just have to block it out and just concentrate on my own game, not worry about anyone else.
Easier said than done, mate.
Because of course.
Personal stuff.
Oh, of course, yeah. It's very, very personal. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. Some of the stuff that I get called, it's not right. It's sickening, but I have to accept that that's what's going to happen now.
I think the racist abuse gets a lot of publicity, and I think everyone is kind of united that, you know, people sort of condemn that. But some of the other stuff we hear, you know, paedophile chants and things like that, I kind of hear that, and I don't think that's any less offensive, any less hurtful to a player.
I think you're right. Some of the stuff that have been called to me, it really did affect me personally. Not just at football, but stuff at home. I've not been right at home. I had a few weeks where I didn't sleep. I'm still getting messages sent to me personally on my personal social media accounts, which is not nice to see. But we're in this day and age now. That's what happens.
Mm. Social media can be a great sort of force for good. You know, you get a lot of messages of support, and there's a lot of banter and funny things get shared on there. But you are contactable by anyone who wants to send
you a tweet. Yeah.
Do you ever kind of think, look, I don't need this, I'm going to come off Twitter, etc.?
I have thought about it, to be honest. Someone asked me the other day the same question, and I really have thought about it. That week, like I said, them 2 weeks was so tough. I was very close to getting rid of everything on social media, but I was thinking, on the other side of it, why should I? Why should I let that affect and stop me from something that I want to do and how I want to run my life?
Mm. And have you got the same view in terms of going on the pitch? You know, because I've done interviews and said that you thought about, do I want to keep playing? Do I want to keep putting up with this? But I suppose, is the best response to not give people a response?
Yeah, that's exactly it, mate. But like I said, there's only so much, or there's only so many things that you can hear and can take.
This season just pushed you right to the edge.
Yeah, it's pushed me to the edge. And I've said it in another interview. I said, at one game this season, I did fall out of love with the game, and I did not want to play at all. I actually wanted to walk off the pitch. And it wasn't nice. The boost that I was getting, it wasn't nice at all. Like I said before, I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. But that's how I felt. I'm a very passionate and an honest guy, but that really did hurt me deeply.
Because you're a guy who we know since you've been at the club. You've got a big smile on your face.
Yeah, exactly,
you're laughing
and
joking around the boys. You feel that's been taken away a little bit?
I wouldn't say taken away. I say more so at home. It's affected me at home more than anything. Because when you come into training, you kind of forget it, because you are around the lads that you're with every day.
Mm.
So you kind of forget it, and you're here to work. It's when you have your downtime is when you think about it more, and that's when the personal attacks get even worse, because they can reach you from any social media.
Yeah. Do you see kind of a way out or a way past this?
The only way is by letting people know and making people aware of it. And if they get caught, have a hefty punishment.
Yeah.
If you punish them hefty, then it might make others think twice of doing or saying anything again.